Now, Sinead and the Unicorn, Cawil 2.
Well, Ray Constant, I really enjoyed that as well. Yeah. It was gorgeous, yeah. My God. Well, I'm on my way to Fettercairn in Talla today. So I'm in the capital still, but I'm on my way out to a community-based horse riding school here. And I might even have a little lesson or two before the day is out. But I'm off to meet the manager of the centre and the horses as well. They have about 20 horses here in the stables, and they have all different names. There's a Dolly, there's an Elmo, there's an Alfie, there's a Madonna as well. So I'll get to see what goes on here, who comes for horse riding lessons, and how it adds to the community out here as well. What extra does it bring to the people of the area?
I was on their website. It seems like a very special place that contributes an awful lot to the local community. Just in case you heard something falling there, that's the armrest from my chair.
Oh, yes. Well, at least you're still sitting on it anyway. You didn't fall off yet.
No. Yeah, it's falling apart. The place is falling apart, Sinead. You're better off out there. You're better. So on your way out to Talla, what did you do?
Well, I was thinking about the horse riding school here, and when I spoke to the manager on the phone a few days ago, she was just so proud of the centre, and it got me thinking, what are people proud of? Are they proud of something that they've achieved themselves? Are they proud of something that maybe a friend has achieved? Proud on their behalf, almost. And I went out and about speaking to people, asking them what they are proud of, and the first person I met was Jenny.
I'm proud of my daughter. She's gone into sixth year now, and she seems to be doing quite well so far. I know it's only the start, but she's getting really stuck in. Yeah, that makes me proud, like, and I feel that she'll do her best.
And when you feel proud, is it kind of like a warm feeling, or how does it make you feel?
A warm feeling, yes, but a safe feeling as well, because I feel that she's grown into a young woman that I would be proud of to call her my daughter. I also feel then that I've done my job.
And what's her name?
Jess.
That's nice.
That's very nice. I like that. A safe feeling when you feel proud. I think that says a lot, doesn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. And Jenny wasn't the only person who was proud of her daughter. Mark was as well.
My little daughter, Lana Rose.
And this is her here in the pram. And she's as quiet.
She is indeed. Very quiet. Just like her dad.
How old is she?
She's 9 months old. She's our first. Massive improvements in personality. To be fair, since she was around 3 months old, she's been waving at people and that, so she's always been a people's person, so she's a very, very happy girl. Very happy girl.
I love that. Mark said she's 9 months old, and he says of his lovely daughter, Lana Rose, she's always been a people person.
And she was, because I put the microphone down into the pram to see if she'd say anything. Now, she didn't say anything, but she certainly grabbed a hold of the microphone like this.
All right. Well, that's...
And a big smile on her face as well.
Right. Who else did you meet?
Alvaro, he was from Spain.
I'm very proud of being able to live in Dublin and sing my own songs in many pubs. I am the singer of a band. Music for me keeps me away of all of my problems. It just makes me happy and full every day.
Yeah.
Oh, I love the pronunciations, happy and full. And Clefsico is the title of the band that Alvaro is in. So if anyone wants to check them out, it's Clefsico.
Great. And you said at the top that some people are proud of their work, as is Caroline.
I'm so proud of my job. I'm working for Chime.
And what's Chime?
Chime is a representative for the deaf people. Looking after people, taking care of them. We're like a family, really, and we're there for them the whole time. If they need us, we're just there for them. Like, she asked me to go to the shop. I said, okay, whatever they want.
Rewarding work.
Rewarding work. And driving home, and feel so proud of myself. And I just feel like I don't have any regrets doing this kind of job. I just love it.
Well done, Caroline.
Mm-hmm. Lovely, Caroline. It was a pleasure to meet her and talk to her.
Yeah.
But pleasure from the work that you do, or satisfaction from the work that you do. We kind of had that conversation last week when we were talking about DIY and how you like to fix things. Ray, it reminded me of that when I was speaking to Caroline. How you like to upcycle.
I am proud of other things I do.
Well, add that to the list as well.
Now, tell us a little bit about Declan.
Well, Declan was telling me about his family and how proud he is of his grandchildren.
The most important thing would be my grandchildren. I have six at the moment, and the seventh is arriving the 2nd of January. Two are in New Zealand, and the rest are here.
That must be hard when you don't get to see them that often.
See them by WhatsApp. So I read them bedtime stories, and we got them a bear in the teddy bear shop, and we all left a message in the hands and the feet.
Like an audio message?
An audio message. You can do an audio message for 2 minutes.
Can you remember what you said?
Oh, I just said something soppy, like, whenever you're in trouble, Grandad's there for you, and I give Teddy a hug, and that's me giving you a hug.
That's lovely.
Very sweet.
Build a bear is what they're called, Sinead.
Okay.
Build a bear.
I might
yes.
have to invest.
Yes. They have a little speaker in them and you record whatever you like, up to 2 minutes.
I'll get one for you. What will I record for you?
Ray, he loves the DIY. He loves the DIY.
And he's very proud of it as well. Well, Maddie was proud as well of her skills.
My GAA skills.
Tell me about your skills. What can you do?
I can solo the ball and hand pass and bounce it.
And where do you play?
After school in the club. Finbar's club. Mm-hmm. Cabra.
And how does it make you feel?
Good. I'd be bouncing off the walls.
That's a great, bouncing off the walls. Yeah,
bouncing off the walls, great turn of phrase. Philip I met as well, and he wasn't alone. His wife Eileen was by his side, but she was quite enough. But Philip told me what he was proud of.
I'm very proud of the fact that I'm married to my dear wife for 45 years. And I love her from the day I married.
Where did you get married?
Christ the King Church in Cabra. We had a reception out in Holt. And we had a fabulous day. My wife's name is Eileen and she's extremely quiet. One of the greatest memories was my late father took a video of the wedding, but unfortunately he had the video camera upside down. So that is really a vivid memory. So if you want to look back at it, we have to...
You have to be creative.
You have to be creative indeed.
Yeah. That's great, Philip. There,
yeah. There you go. Back in 1979, you didn't have the phone that you could flip the video upside down or turn it whatever way you wanted.
You couldn't rotate
to.
It. There was no rotation option. They were lovely, Sinead. Thanks for that. Yeah. And you're on off to Fettercairn, and we'll talk to you when you get there later on in the programme. For the moment, Gurmagut Slán. Thanks, Sinead.
Bye
bye. Oh, Sinead Ní Uachtaráin, Arish.
Hello, Ray. How are you doing?
Good. There's action there. There's something going on in the background.
There certainly is. Yeah. There's a lot going around in the background. I'm inside in the American-style barn here, surrounded by the horses. Elvis is by my side, and Elvis has a bit of attitude. He's got like a little moustache, and when they groom him, they do... When they groom him, when they take care of him, they always keep the moustache to give him that little bit of riz that Elvis had.
I don't know if Elvis ever had a moustache, did he?
Today. He didn't have a moustache, but he had a bit of attitude.
He definitely had attitude, and he had riz, as the young people say. So you're in Fettercairn Youth Horse Project in Talla. Isn't that correct?
I certainly am, yes. And I arrived here a little while ago, and I got to meet some of the local volunteers to talk to them about how this community horse riding centre has impacted them. They're still around me here, some of them. They're busy, they're being put to work today. But the first person I met was Sarah.
I volunteer, so I just help out. I come here every day. I ride horses, I help clean out the stables, I fill up the waters, I help with the field and groom the horses.
Do horses have personalities?
Yeah, some of them do. They're all just different in their own way. Like, some can just be, like, real grumpy, and, like, some can be, like, they can have so much energy.
Do you meet a lot of like-minded people here?
Yeah, loads of people come up, so, like, there's loads of people that, like, would have the same interests as everybody. It's a good place to make friends.
Thanks, Sarah.
Yeah, and you can see that everyone's quite friendly. There's a real sense of community here, and I know I've only been here for the past half an hour or so, but I can tell it already. I've already been offered a cup of tea, and I have it drank at this stage as well, and I know people by name at this point in time as well. Leah was another one of those people that I met.
I just come up, help lead lessons and help with the horses.
What do you have to do?
Sometimes we have to just help lead lessons, like if people can't go by themselves yet, or we have to tack up the horses for the lessons and groom them and everything.
Do you have a favourite?
Not really. I like Barney and Molly because they're just cute. They're just little and cute.
Little and cute, says Leah. And you met Amelia as well.
I sure did.
I went on
Amelia,
like a horse
16.
Like twice or something.
Can you remember the first time you went on the horse here?
Like a few weeks ago. I was on Emma, like walking up. And it was very fun. His trots are very bouncy though.
How often do you come here?
I try my hardest to come here every day, but if not, like on Fridays.
Would you like to do something with horses in the future?
Yeah. Show jumping and all that. On my own horse, have a stable.
Yeah. All happy people, Sinead.
Mm-hmm. Big time. And the manager is here by my side, Colette Needham, and she's in charge. Not only does she work as a manager, but as she was saying to me earlier, she does everything around the stables. If you're working here, there's not one job that you're not allowed to skip, if you know what I mean.
Yes. Yeah. Hello, Colette.
Hi, Ray. How are you?
Good to talk to you. Thanks for taking time out today. I believe you're part of the furniture out there. How long have you been out in Fettercairn?
Yeah. Oh, I've lived in Fettercairn all my life and I'm working here. We're coming up to almost 25 years now.
Right. And how did it start?
Well, initially we started out, there was a lot of parents and children that had horses back in the day. I don't know if people remember when they used to kind of roam around freely.
Mm.
And then the Control of Horses Act came into play and they wanted to keep their horses and look after them and teach the kids how to look after them properly. They had a bit of land up behind a community centre and then they canvassed South Dublin County Council for some help with the Irish Horse Welfare Trust. And they were successful in securing the land that we're on at the moment, that's leased off South Dublin County Council, 7 acres in total.
Yeah.
And we have a 20 stable American style barn. And we actually have 21 horses because we have little Bella, who's in a little makeshift one that we've made up for her. She's the smallest we have. Yeah. So, yeah, it's
and
grown
where,
over the
where
years.
Where do you get the horses from? There's me, Midland. The horses,
we
sorry, the horses.
All the horses ourselves.
Yes.
Right. Through either maybe other riding skills that might be retiring horses or moving horses on,
yeah.
Or you would buy them from people that sell horses, you know, that would train them on and then get them ready for riding skills and then we would purchase them through that. We're actually on the lookout for horses at the moment because a lot of our horses are getting older. They've all been with us for probably 10 plus years, so we're on the lookout for new, kind of a little bit younger horses at the moment.
Will you explain the magic of Fettercairn to our listeners? You know, when people come and they get responsibility for cleaning out and there you go, there's an opinion from one of the horses.
Yeah, they're all opinionated.
They're all opinionated, yeah.
The magic, it's very hard to describe it, to be honest. It's kind of, when you come into the place, you just get a feel for it. We're not like your typical riding centre where you come in, you have your lesson, you pay and you leave again.
Mm.
You know, just that kind of family, I suppose, familiarity to the place. We have people that have come, started out when they were kids, like all the staff that are here now currently all live local. Our instructors would have started out as volunteers back in the day and are now employed by the project.
Yeah.
They would have been put through their training through here. It's a vibe. Like when you come in, it's not, you just don't clock in and clock out. You know, you come in, like the kids come in after school for their lesson and then they hang around after the lesson. They come in before their lesson. They're here, like it's summer holidays here are amazing. It's great because they're here from 9 o'clock in the morning till 7 o'clock in the evening.
Yeah.
You know, they go all day. It's great. It's very hard to put it into words.
No, I think you've done a good job there. I think you've done a good job there. I can hear it in your voice, Colette. And you obviously love what you do.
Absolutely, I wouldn't still be here after all this time if it wasn't. I'm very lucky to be, you know, love my job,
yeah,
and get to say that and come to work every day. Like it's really good.
Yeah. Well, thanks for having us today. Colette Needham is manager of Fettercairn Youth House Horse Project, not House Project, and you can go on their website and see the work they do. And Colette, thank you. Sinead, thank you very much. Grimaud, good. Slán.
Thank you, Ray.
Bye now. Bye. Bye. And Ishtar Shinnow, the Prief Skelton, and Oakdale, and Marion Nihulawan.